on the line, I have Dr. Mary McCreary, and she is a state registered dietitian and nutritionist based in the Black Rock Clinic here in Dublin. And we're going to be talking about the top 10 mood foods. Good morning, Dr. McCreary. How are you this fine morning?
Good morning to your listeners on this wonderful Christmas Eve morning.
Now, Dr. McCreary, tell us all about mood foods.
Okay, this is some research that was done by Yakult that is raising the awareness of the impact that food can have on our mood due to the gut-brain axis. Now, not everybody is aware of what the gut-brain axis is, but basically what we eat can influence your mood through the production of what's called these neurotransmitters, which actually raise the good, happy hormones in our body called dopamine and serotonin. So this is just really to highlight what people use. And the research was done was to see what in Ireland are the top 10 mood boosting foods. So obviously, top of the list, or I shouldn't really say obviously, because some of them are quite unusual on this list, but the top foods are milk chocolate, coffee, sweets, chocolate biscuits, crisps and savoury snacks, ice cream, cake, biscuits, dark chocolate, and tea. So being a big tea drinking nation, I'm actually quite surprised that it's down there at number 10. I thought that would have been one of the ones that was up at the top of it. But I suppose really that the dark chocolate, which is there at number 9, scientifically has been shown to have more influence on our mood because of the antioxidants and the flavonoids that are actually present in dark chocolate. But people will use their milk chocolate as the top mood-boosting food in Ireland.
Now, I have to say, I'm going to say it, mention it again, because I know you mentioned Yakult, but I have to say thank you very much to Yakult, because over the last year or so, they have produced some great new reports, which does give people an insight to the how your stomach and your brain are so joined together, and what you put into your stomach, how that does affect your brain.
Absolutely. And I suppose raising that awareness among the general public about things that we would have done naturally, you know, even that saying a little bit of what you fancy does you good. And you think about it, that during the afternoon, you're feeling a little bit low, you have a cup of tea and a bit of chocolate, and it gives you back sort of that energy again, and you can continue on then with the rest of your day. So where we've been maybe unconsciously doing things that naturally will, I suppose this is the research that is actually showing there is a scientific link between what we eat and how we actually feel.
And, you know, given the time of year that it is, we nearly all gorge out at Christmas with turkey and ham and you name it, all our favourites. I know for myself, and I may be a little bit of an outlier here, but I get a big kick out of all the veg, believe it or not, the Brussels sprouts and the broccolis of this world really get my juices flowing, because there's so many ways you can cook them.
Well, isn't that fascinating? Because again, if you're looking at the dark green vegetables, you're looking at foods that have high antioxidant content. Which has been proven to actually affect your mood as well as all the other benefits of helping to lower your cholesterol and reduce the risk of heart disease. And it's very, very independent, though, as to what you actually love. I'd say if you did a survey on how many people actually love Brussels sprouts, I'd say it might be lower that love them rather than, say, the chocolate or something like that. But that's the whole point, is that we all have very much individual tastes and likes and dislikes. And it's part of our natural survival of the human species that we eat foods to survive. And if we don't eat, you die. So our brain is linked into that as well. And that you don't have to constantly eat a Brussels sprout to know whether you like it or not. You know you love Brussels sprouts. You don't even have to see them or smell them to know that you love them. Whereas somebody else also doesn't have to taste it and know that they don't like them. So we have been trained, and our brain has an incredible memory as regards our food as to what we like and don't like. But the fact that we can actually enjoy our food is also, there's so much more to food than just the nutrition part of it. And the sense of pleasure and the social aspect of it and the mingling with others and enjoying all that is so much part of our food that we're very, very lucky that we actually can acknowledge that this actually is good for the body as well.
You know, it's very funny just what you've said there, is because I have, shall we say, like oily fish. Oily fish is really good for you, and I like mackerel. But problem is that I've, because salmon, I find salmon so too heavy, too I don't know what the word for it is, but
it's a very strong fish. Yeah. Mackerel is as well, but salmon is as well. Yes, yeah.
But I find that salmon is too strong, and even though I like mackerel, I have this thing of salmon in my mind when I think of oily fish, and I veer away from them, and I'll go for the whiter fishes.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, indeed. Whereas I'd say maybe somewhere along the line, I wonder, did you have a bad experience eating salmon, that is actually a memory somewhere in the back of your brain, and that's maybe quite likely why you don't want to have the salmon. But yes, the oily fish are very important, and they're a very important part of our diet, of obviously increasing our consumption of foods that contain vitamin D as well in these very dark days that we're doing in Ireland at the moment. So they are dark days, but the oily fish would be, again, a way, the mackerel, your salmon. And a lot of people do eat smoked salmon over the holiday period as well as the starter on Christmas Day in many, many households. But even your mackerel pâté, they're all fantastic foods. But you wouldn't probably, you would only have a certain amount of them. You could never really, I don't think you'd particularly gorge on those type of foods.
No, indeed, you wouldn't. But
just explaining a little bit there about the fish, with a certain amount of foods, of the protein foods, in certain types of foods, amino acids are the building blocks of protein. And in the fish, we have two particular amino acids that actually are mood boosting in themselves. So where you wouldn't imagine that fish is something that you would eat to boost your mood in the short term, it actually is being shown to have a very, very effect on our mood as well.
And I suppose it is very important at this time of the year that we do boost our mood, because we have the lack of sunshine, we have all that, we're not getting the vitamin D we should be getting. We do need something to pep us up a bit.
That's right. And the way I would feel about these luxury foods, and I suppose most of these on the list are luxury foods, is that there's no need to gorge on them. And it's a word that you used at the very beginning that has sort of stuck at the back of my mind. And that maybe is half the problem over Christmas time, is that because we love these foods and they're fabulous, that the problem is to overeat. So you can sit down and have a mince pie and a cup of tea, but you don't have to have three mince pies. And it's the overeating is the problem. I would encourage people to really sit down, enjoy your food. It's part of life. But not to overeat just because you like something. You can just eat it in normal amounts. And I hate to hear of people that come the 1st of January that they've gone from one extreme of totally overeating during December, and then they have to totally restrict during January. It's much easier just to try and get that balance along the way and try and keep your weight stable. And then, obviously, exercise is such a big important of your mood as well. So you've had your big Christmas dinner, and on Stephen's Day you get out and go for a walk. So you're trying to get the balance between what you're eating and your exercise, and hopefully then that your mood doesn't dip too much in those dark days of January.
I know you didn't mean walk, you actually meant a game of golf. I know you did, but that's me.
Well now, as a new golf player myself, it all depends if you have the buggy or if you're walking.
Oh, well, the ground is too damp at the moment. They're not allowing buggies out. So
you have to do the walk. So a game of golf then would be absolutely perfect. You have my permission to go and play golf.
Excellent, excellent. But when we were talking about there about people gorging and things like that, I heard the other day something being explained, and it was a person saying, no, you can eat what you want, but the one thing they're saying, just slow down and savour the food.
Without a shadow of a doubt, yeah. Here in Ireland, we're very fast eaters in general in Ireland. If you look at comparison to our Mediterranean colleagues across the way, they would spend hours sitting over a meal, whereas we tend not to do that. But yes, you're absolutely right. Slow it down, take your time with it, and don't eat it too fast.
You know, and that even goes for a chocolate sweet. I'm always amazed. And I'm just as bad as anyone else. I get a chocolate sweet into my mouth. It's chew, 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 swallow.
And
if you actually just let it melt in your mouth and just savour it, it's so more enjoyable.
Yeah, that's what we call mindless eating, that you've actually eaten something without actually being aware that you've even put it in your mouth and you've eaten it. You were walking through the kitchen and you grabbed something and you ate it. It's that mindless eating bit. And awareness is a really big thing I do with a lot of my patients in clinic, is that I make them start keeping a food diary, which is so boring and they all hate having to do it. But it's just to create their awareness of what they're actually doing, because really once you become aware that you've opened the fridge a couple of times and had a nibble on the cheese, or you've had a slice of ham, or you haven't even really sat down and enjoyed it. So the one rule I would probably make to people is that really you should only eat when you're sitting down.
That's a very good rule. Only eat when you're sitting down. Yeah, we're all tempted particularly, well, probably not now that they're closing the pubs at 8 o'clock. At the bus, you know, there was always the thing, as you come out of the pub, you go into the local chipper or something like that, and you get a whole bunch of stuff which you don't need at all. But you get the munchies and you eat it on the way home.
That's right, absolutely. And that's really, I suppose, you know, that if you have a takeaway once a week or something like that, that is certainly no harm. But that sort of mindless eating, that you've been out all night, you get something to eat on the way home, that even when you wake up the next day and you really don't feel very well as a result of it. But, you know, it's all about learning and self-awareness and trying to enjoy your food as well.
And am I right in saying that Yakult have created a little video?
Yes, actually, they have a fantastic video. It's a gut brain access guide. And believe it or not, it's actually produced by an Irish company. It's an educational video. You can get it on their own YouTube channel, or you can just get it online.
And where online will you get that?
I will read it out for you now. Sorry, I have just one second. I think it's www.yakult.co.uk.
Right, and what I will do, I'm going to podcast this interview, and what I will do is I will put that link on the podcast, which is www.yakult.co.uk, and
it's also on Instagram as yakult_UK Ireland. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And on Facebook at Yakult UKIE.
That's right. Yeah.
I will put all them on the podcast, and people will be able to get it. Once again, Dr. McCreary, it has been an absolute pleasure talking to you. A mind of information. I'm going to wish you and all the people at Yakult and all the people at the Edible Group who have helped us out here all the best, and have a really, really great Christmas.
Thank you very much, and the same to you and yours.